speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2, a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, and you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591. 303-702-0591.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and we're going to be talking about fearful creation. And of course, this myth that, oh my goodness, the dinosaurs died off 50 million years ago, and they lived hundreds of millions of years ago. And of course, we have, because of the dinosaurs, we have fossil fuels today. Fossil fuels are a result of decaying dinosaurs and other living matter, you know, other animals that died off. Why do we use the term fossil fuels? How many dinosaurs do you think would have had to die in the deserts of Iran and Saudi Arabia to create the oil we have today? It doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe. But, of course, it just isn't true. And to go into the background of the scientific data, that should be so obvious that even a three-year-old could figure out that we've been lied to. A coordinated effort on the part of people working in our major universities in concert with the people who control the great tax-exempt foundations, in concert with the people who control the media, to deceive the American people about dinosaurs. Well, with that as the background, then, Pastor Billy Crone, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's always a pleasure to be on.
You go right ahead and tell us the story. In fact, I was just watching one of your programs last night, one of the DVDs you did, the one that went into all the soft tissue, where the one that they found the mummified dinosaur we never heard much about, because pretty hard to believe that they had a mummified dinosaur and but it's been around 50 million years. But go right ahead.
That's just a big bombshell, and that's what we had. It was our pleasure to not only get to share the truth, but share it with so many different videos. And these are secular video clips, folks. You need to understand that are included in this study. These are actual news broadcasts. And you know, part of me when showing it is like, do these people have any idea what's coming out of their mouth? It not only instantly undermines what evolution believes in overnight, but it also proves the biblical account that there is a God, and he's the one who made creation, and it undermines everything they believe in. But you're absolutely right, Dr. Monteith. We show on this study, folks, you need to understand the actual interviews. They're finding mummified dinosaurs. How can you still, and not just mummified dinosaurs, their whole skin. They even find their digestive tract. They even can tell what their last meal was with one guy with the conifer needles and et cetera, et cetera. They can see their guts, their remains, their food. Hey, how could that happen if these things supposedly died out 65, 70 million years ago? Okay, it's just crazy. And even after you expose this stuff and these discoveries, and these are secular people, folks, it's like they sit there and go, oh, gee whiz, yeah, that's weird. How could that survive after 70 million years? It's like you want to bonk your head, and you're going, well, maybe that's just it. Maybe it wasn't 70 million years ago. It's like you still consistently, persistently want to put a square peg in a round hole. Okay, maybe there's a different way of looking at that. And again, as you open the program, Dr. Monteith, you're absolutely right. The reason why they want to just continually ignore the evidence, and even though the evidence, they even report the evidence to the contrary of what they believe, they still refuse to believe it because they can't believe it, because they've got to have this lie to pull off what they want to do to not just the American people, but to the whole world with the New World Order. But then we even go beyond that. We not only find their fresh bodies, we find the fresh tissue. And you can see, again, folks, the actual video clips with this fresh tissue. It's so soft. We show you the actual video, folks. Under the microscope, they're pulling on it, and it's snapping back. It's that fresh. We go even further and show you the blood cells. They find actual blood cells. You can see it under the microscope with the veins and things of that nature. It's like, what? How could that still be around in that condition with fresh bodies, fresh tissue, fresh blood cells from dinosaurs if they really died out 65, 70 million years ago? Folks, and the answer is, well, gee, they didn't, okay? And that's what they're trying to keep from you and I, and that's what one of the justifications why we provided this study, Dr. Monteith, is, hey, folks, we are being lied to, and you need to understand, it's not just a battle of worldviews. It's not just, Christians win again. No, that's not our motive at all. Our motive, number one, is to show the bankruptcy of this live evolution and to show how it's being used, folks, against us to propagate, number one, a lie that there is no God, there is no hope, there's no meaning to life, and gee whiz, we wonder why our world is so hopeless today, okay? But it gets worse, folks. You need to understand that what you believe determines how you behave. And this, what we see, the wickedness and all the horrible things going on in the world, including those who are using this as a platform to usher in the New World Order, which is wickedness on a global scale, it's the logical outcome of this belief system called evolution. You teach kids that they came from apes. Why are you shocked when they act like them? You tell kids that there is no meaning to life. Why are we shocked when they so easily and flippantly take another life? You say that there is no God. Why are we surprised when people act like they're God and they get to dictate to the rest of the world who gets to live and who doesn't? Folks, I'm telling you, evolution is what is the foundation of all this kind of behavior. In fact, the Bible told us long ago, folks, what would happen when you have the audacity to say that God is not the one who made his creation and he doesn't exist. And that's the premise of evolution, is it not? There is no God. There's no need to fear him. He doesn't even exist. It's all natural. Well, the Bible says once you get to that stage in your society, man, it goes downhill fast. This is what the book of Romans says about that. Chapter 3 says there is no one righteous, not even one. There's no one who understands. No one seeks God. All have turned away. They've together become worthless. There's no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. And what's it say the very next verse? Why is this happening? Because there is no fear of God before their eyes. And, folks, that's what's going on in our society. You need to understand, this is not a battle of worldviews. Why is there such a continual moral decay in our society? Because what you believe determines how you behave. And if you're going to propagate a lie, I mean, it'd be one thing if it's true, it's not. But it's a lie. But you're going to propagate this lie that says that there is no God for him, no need for reverence, don't even find it. You know, you're just a cosmic accident. Then the Bible says, that's your source. Here comes wickedness, bitterness, cursing, deceit, and all that stuff. Why? Because there's nothing to pull the behavior back. God is bigger than us, and if he exists, we need to get busy doing what he says. Okay, so we provide that, folks, and this answers why our society is going down the tubes fast. And believe it or not, the Bible tells us this amazing truth, that God is real. And you can have an intimate relationship with him through Jesus Christ, through one of his awesome, fearful creations, the dinosaur. Okay, and that's another premise why we provided this, folks, because the lie of evolution says, no, you got it all wrong. Don't be a big dummy. God doesn't exist. He didn't create the dinosaurs with man just a few thousand years ago, like the Bible says. No. Don't you know they existed millions and millions of years ago, and they died out 65, 70 million years ago, and nobody has ever seen a dinosaur? Really? Well, hey, folks, if you were listening to the last interview that we did, you'll notice that that's not true.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone right here at the American Freedom Network.
Hello? 11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and we're talking about the fraud of the dinosaur. And, of course, when we went to school, we were told about fossil fuels. How many dinosaurs do you think it would take to make a barrel of oil, or how many barrels of oil could you make out of a dinosaur? Now, the world uses about 80 million barrels of oil a day. How many dinosaurs do you think it would take to make 80 million barrels of oil? And that's simply every day. Is it possible that we've been lied to, that our educational system is fraudulent, that it has been used to give us all sorts of information that just isn't true, and the people who were promoting this educational system knew it wasn't true? But, you know, if you can convince people that the world has been around for billions and billions and billions of years, and the dinosaurs died off 50, 60, 70 million years ago, that means the Bible isn't true. And if the Bible isn't true, then the whole foundation of Christianity is a lie. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. There really is a conspiracy against Christianity. And it involves our educational system and our media and Hollywood. But you go right ahead, Pastor Crone.
Well, you know, that's what a lot of people do, and that's what we saw last time, Dr. Monteith. The first thing he wanted to say, well, hey, listen, if God made the dinosaurs, then how come you don't find dinosaurs in the Bible? Well, you don't find the word dinosaur mentioned in the Bible, but you do find dinosaurs mentioned in the Bible. Dinosaur is actually a recent word. It wasn't invented until about 1841 by a guy named Sir Richard Owens. And so you don't, and the Bible was already established long before that, so you don't expect to find dinosaur in there, just like you don't expect to find cell phone or microwave or satellite TV or something like that. But the Bible does mention dinosaurs. It talks about a dinosaur clearly with Behemoth, which is on the land, kind of a swampy area. It mentions Leviathan, which is clearly a water-dwelling dinosaur, and then we saw with wild ox and flying serpent, probably like a pterodactyl, a pterosaur type creature, when you look at the context and let the Bible speak for itself. And then, not only that, the Bible also makes the claim that God is the one who made all land animals, which includes dinosaurs, but he made him on the same day with man, day six, according to the Genesis account. And so, wait a second, so God made dinosaurs with man? Yeah, folks, big time, and that's what we share on the study. You'll see with your own eyes, human remains. They find human remains, folks, with the dinosaurs. Oops, Why don't they put that in the textbooks? They find human tracks with dinosaurs, not just side-by-side, not just crisscrossing. They even find human tracks stepping in dinosaur tracks, like everybody's running away from something. I wonder what that was. It was called a worldwide flood, by the way. But then you're thinking, well, wait a second, this is just mind-blowing. If God really created the dinosaurs, and they really did live with man, all right, then what in the world happened to them in the first place? I mean, where'd they go? Well, folks, believe it or not, once again, the Bible has answers. We've all been conditioned by our society to scoff at the Bible, so we won't find the answers, okay? And the Bible says it was, you know, it's funny. It's so funny, Dr. Monty. The whole world is coming with all these, and Lord willing, if we get that far, I'll talk about some of the whacked-out theories that they have to explain away the sudden disappearance of the dinosaurs. It's anything, everything but what the Bible has to say. The Bible has the answer right there, folks. It was called a worldwide flood. Okay, the book of Genesis chapter 7 says this. For 40 days, the flood kept coming on the earth, and as the waters increased, they lifted the ark high above the earth. The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth. Now, notice it's the earth. This is not a local event. It's a global event. And the ark floated on the surface of the water. They rose greatly on the earth, and all the high mountains under the entire heavens, again, it's a global scale, were covered. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth more than 20 feet. Every living thing that moved on the earth perished. Birds, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swarm over the earth and all of mankind. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. So the Bible clearly tells us, folks, that there was not just a worldwide flood, but it was so big that it covered the tops of all the mountains on the whole earth for more than 20 feet. Okay, and the result was every living thing on dry land that had the breath of life in it, in its nostrils, died. And so common sense tells you, if you take off the lie of evolution, well, gee, that would include the dinosaurs, wouldn't it? Right. And so, folks, there's your obvious answer. You can call off the grants that we're spending of our taxpayer dollars, millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, to come up with some whacked-out theory, as we'll see later, that, no, it was a slip disc. No, the dinosaurs, believe it or not, according to some folks, with our grant money, would say that they died of constipation. Anything but a obvious answer, it was a worldwide flood. Okay? In fact, we did an 11-part study on the evidence, the global evidence of a worldwide flood. Called a judge creation. We'll have to talk about that sometime, Dr. Monteith, and the evidence for Noah's Ark, et cetera, et cetera. And a highly advanced society, a pre-flood society of Noah's day, where they had technology that we can't even duplicate today, and that's exactly what the Bible says these people were. There was never a time when we were a bunch of dumb apes dragging our knuckles. Mankind has actually lost his intelligence through the introduction of sin. But let me just give you a little taste, folks, of just some of the obvious evidence. There really was a global flood, and this is what took out the dinosaurs. And we share this actual interview on the video. You can see it with your own eyes. Two researchers, scientists, he says to the one guy, he says, I was doing research in Kansas, and this guy walked up to me and said, did you know that Kansas was underwater at one time? And he says, well, I'll be. How'd you figure that out? And he says, then I was down in Oklahoma doing some research, and the guy came up to me and says, hey, did you understand that Oklahoma was underwater? And I said, well, do you suppose it was the same water that covered Kansas? Uh-huh. He says, then they said the same thing in Texas. And then I was in Europe, and they said the same thing in Europe. He says, we've got overwhelming evidence in the recent past, that the world was underwater. And the other scientist talks to him, is Dr. Sharp. He says, Dr. Sharp, there is a layer of crustaceous limestone that we dig in, that we excavate dinosaurs in Texas, that runs throughout Texas, throughout Canada, throughout Central and South America, picks up again at the White Cliffs of Dover, runs throughout Europe, throughout Israel, throughout Africa, throughout Russia, throughout China, westward, all the way to the western seaboard of the United States, and picks up again in Australia. A 4.5-foot crustaceous layer of sedimentary deposit, proving scientifically that there was a worldwide flood, and these creatures, i.e. the dinosaurs, got caught in that. And again, in a previous study with the judge creation, we even show you that. They find what are called their dinosaur graveyards. They're all mixed up, mumbled, jumbled mass, like something just radically, quickly buried them. In fact, the Bible says that when the flood waters, they didn't just come on the earth, they also drained away from the earth. Okay, and we find the dinosaur remains, folks, called dinosaur graveyards, but they're found in swirling patterns. Okay, which is very important, because, like, why are they all in swirling patterns? Well, if you could picture, like when you pull the plug out from a bathtub, what happens when the water gets to a certain level? It starts to create a vortex, a little, you know, as you're a kid, okay? And then things begin to swirl until finally they're all you know, all the toys, if you've got kids like mine with toys in the bathtub, they're all kind of squished around and twirled around. Okay? That's how they find the dinosaurs. It's like, gee whiz, the Bible's right. The waters receded. If you will, God pulled the plug. And all of a sudden, we find the remains, their carcasses, all mixed up, all mashed up, and these swirling remains. They don't tell you about that. That is perfect evidence outside this crustaceous layer all over the world, the sedimentary deposit, that there was a worldwide flood. Okay? It's so obvious, folks. It's not just the Bible says so, but that's what the geologic evidence says. There was a worldwide flood, and gee whiz, call off the grants, save some cash, will you? Apply to something else, will you? That's what took out the dinosaurs. But no, no, no. You can't do that because they have an agenda. They have to get you and I to believe this lie of evolution to pull off what they're trying to do to you and I and the whole world. Okay, and they come up with all kinds of theories, folks, to explain it away. Okay, and we expose some of these theories. And what they do, they have the power, again, of mass media, the mass educational system. They got all these nature channels working for them, folks. And try getting this one going on there. So, again, that's why we try to go around the system and get the information out to you, the public. But they keep coming up with these theories, and they just repeat them over and over and over again. And as if this is absolute scientific fact. No, it's not. Let me take a look at one of the most popular theories for you, folks, and let's tear it apart. And you tell me if this thing holds water. I don't think so. Okay, it's the asteroid theory. Okay, and basically, it's probably one of the most common ones that they have out there. It's not the only one, but it's one of the most common ones that they use to try to explain away the sudden disappearance of the dinosaurs. And they basically state that millions of years ago, if you ever watch the nature channels on dinosaurs, that a supposed giant asteroid that was probably several miles thick struck the Earth and had devastating effects. They said because of the impact, it left this huge layer of dust in the atmosphere, and it blocked out the sun for many months, and it created a nuclear winter, and it dropped the Earth's temperature, and it destroyed the plant life, and of course the dinosaurs, and from the explosion, but those that maybe survived the explosion, now because of the nuclear winter, they died off of starvation. Okay, that's nice. That sounds nice and sounds neat, but hey, folks, a closer look at the facts reveals that this thing's got a few problems. First of all, this is obvious. If a giant asteroid, folks, think about it, come on, really did strike the Earth, and that's what killed off the dinosaurs, then the common sense tells you, well, why did it kill off just the dinosaurs? I mean, why did it kill off everything? Why was it just the dinosaurs? Why didn't it kill off all the other animals that survived? Why was it just the dinosaurs? That's your first clue that, hey, I don't think it works, folks. But then evolution said, no. Okay, we know that a giant asteroid struck the Earth because we find the presence of iridium all over the Earth. Well, that's true. That's true. Asteroids do contain a metal called iridium. But the problem is, folks, so does the Earth's core. Give me a break. Okay, and it just so happens the Earth's core can spread this metal, iridium, all over the Earth through volcanoes. Okay, you don't need an asteroid to do that. Okay, in fact, again, in the Judge Creation study, we saw that in the massive upheaval in a worldwide flood, you would have volcanoes going off in mass all over the planet during the beginning portion of a worldwide flood, and that would spread the presence of iridium all over the world. And so the presence of iridium all over the world actually was helping to support the biblical account of a worldwide flood, okay? But then, of course, this is their big bombshell, their smoking gun, supposedly proof that an asteroid really did strike out the Earth and kill off the dinosaurs, and that's the remains of a supposed asteroid impact called the Chicxulub Crater, okay? And you guys might be familiar with that, and it's a really popular supposed smoking gun proof, and it's in the Yucatan Peninsula, supposedly, keyword there, in southeast Mexico. And it sounds pretty convincing. They say, well, wow, gee, how do you deny that? They got a proof of a crater there. Well, excuse me, what they don't tell you, Dr. Monteith, is that they have drill cores. They have drill cores taken of the area, okay, and of the supposed crater. But the problem is when the samples come back, they don't support the idea, folks, that this is an impact crater in the first place. In fact, it's not. In fact, one guy said this. He says, I was not totally surprised to find that here again, the mainstream science journals have been blindly following a bandwagon, Chicxulub, this crater, which has been studied by gravity and magnetic surveys and has also had a number of oil wells drilled into it. Okay, listen. The geology revealed that these borehole data totally rules out the idea that Chicxulub is an impact crater. He says there's obvious volcanism interspersed between the layers. Now, that's key. If this is a one-time massive boom, what are you doing with different layers over time with proof that volcanoes went off during the time? How is that there? And it says then there's no sign of any sort of impact melt sheet. Do you realize the heat that would be created when this thing slammed into the Earth, supposedly? It would vaporize. It would melt things like glass. They don't find that there, folks. It's not there. He says an asteroid large enough to make a crater would have blasted out all the upper Cretaceous sediments within the structure. Direct quote, they are still there, ergo no impact. So, folks, they could sit there and have all this neato animation and just keep playing it over and over again. That doesn't make it true. In fact, what you see oftentimes with the evolutionary theory and their supposed proof, that's all they got is animation, nice little nifty graphs and stuff. That's not what you find in evidence, folks. It was a worldwide flood that took out the dinosaurs, and that's what the evidence says. But that's not all. What you'll find, folks, when you begin to do the research for yourself, even the evolutionists disagree on what took out the dinosaurs. This isn't just like, oh, yep, this is what absolutely 100% of us believe. Are you kidding? They are so fractured when it comes to this because nobody can agree on anything because nobody wants to admit the obvious proof it was a worldwide flood. And believe it or not, folks, rather than admitting defeat, and you can point out the problems with this asteroid theory and it's a bunch of baloney. Okay, another one of the big popular ones that's really gaining steam in some communities is that here's what happened to the dinosaurs. Okay, it wasn't a major impact. Okay, you caught us on that one. I know what happened. They turned into birds. Okay, the Archaeopteryx theory is just one of the examples that they supposedly come up with. Okay, and so they turned into birds. Dinosaurs, that's what happened to them, folks. Okay, they turned into birds. Excuse me? You're going to believe in that before the evidence of a worldwide flood. They turned into birds. Okay, but hey, listen, folks, I'm not making this up. This is actually what some groups of evolutionists would have you and I believe other than the obvious evidence. In fact, in the Cincinnati Zoo, in the entrance to the bird exhibit, at least it was there back in 1997, here was the sign that they have teaching kids in the zoo, listen, dinosaurs went extinct millions of years ago. Or did they? No, birds are essentially modern short-tailed feathered dinosaurs. Really? Hey, University of Kansas paleontologist Larry Martin, he sums up the idea of, excuse me, dinosaurs turned into birds? And this is a paleontologist. Even they laugh about this, folks, in their own camp. He says, you have to put this in perspective to the people
hold
who
that thought,
paper.
Hold that thought. We'll put it in perspective when we get back here at the American Freedom Network.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Pastor Billy Crone. And Pastor Billy, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website?
Yeah, you can check us out on our main website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetALifeMedia.com, getalifemedia.com, or you can just search for my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, and we carry a number of Billy's, Pastor Billy's, DVD sets because we think they're great, and because, of course, he ends every one with an invitation to come to have a personal relationship with the Lord. But what we carry is a DVD set on certainly the Final Countdown and on RFID technology. But and then, of course, the one we're talking about today, Fearful Creation, and we have several others that you can get by calling our 800 number at 800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. But really, first, they are outstanding because they use a number of clips, television clips, things that certainly will help you to verify the fact that what he's saying is true. And it makes it so interesting as you actually see these scientists saying, gee, how could this, we have all these soft tissues? Why, this just challenges everything we believe. We cannot understand how these soft tissues could have existed 50, 60, 70 million years. This goes against everything we believe. Well, maybe what they believe isn't true. But go ahead, Pastor.
Well, that's just it. I mean, rather than admit that, hey, it's not true, and maybe the Bible's got the answer, maybe there is a God, and maybe it was a worldwide flood that took out the dinosaurs, and it was a recent event. It wasn't millions and billions of years ago. Gee whiz, we can't admit that because they have an agenda. Okay, folks, it's that simple. Okay, and so they just keep on repeating the lie, and at the same time, they suppress the truth. And that's another thing that we bring out in the video. We share video clips, folks, of people who would freely admit from their own camp, man, if you find anything contrary to the establishment, you get fired. You lose your job. At one point, this one person was held at bay. You couldn't get on the site. They had machine guns posted. Excuse me? I'm sorry. That's not science. Okay? That's covering up the facts. Okay? But again, rather than admitting the obvious that this is not true and the Bible's right, they'll come up with all kinds of whacked out theories and just keep pumping it through our brains, through the media folks and the educational system. And again, this is the one we left off on before the break, and that was that the dinosaurs, here's what happened to them. It wasn't a worldwide flood, even though that's what the evidence says. No. You've got to listen to us. They turned into birds. And again, one guy, Larry Martin, and as far as I know, he's a University of Kansas paleontologist, so he's in the camp, folks. He says you got to put this into perspective, what these guys are claiming, saying that dinosaurs turned into birds. He said, quote, according to that, who wrote that paper, the chicken would be a feathered dinosaur. Okay, what? You would rather believe that dinosaurs mysteriously turned into, and chickens today are remnants of dinosaurs than the fact that it was a worldwide flood. Come on, give me a break, okay? But again, let's meet them where they're at. Let's take a look at this supposed theory. First of all, one guy, he points out, he says, hey, man, in case you don't know, there's a few differences between a dinosaur and a bird, chicken, whatever. He says, you don't just put a few feathers on them and say, hey, let's go, man, come on, fly, and shove them off over a cliff. It doesn't work that way. He says, first of all, reptiles have four perfectly good legs. Birds have two legs and two wings. So his front legs, if this is true, are going to have to change into wings. Besides having to go through all kinds of other changes, internally, muscular, et cetera, nervous system, brain to control the flight, et cetera. Besides all that, okay, somewhere along the line, though, just with the leg issue, his front legs are going to have to be half leg, half wing, right? Well, now you got a problem. He can't run. He can't fly. So So the question is, how's a half bird, half dinosaur going to survive at this stage? Okay, he's going to get eaten up every single time. He can't fly, he can't walk. Okay, give me a break. Okay, and half bird, half dinosaurs that can't fly, can't walk, they're dead, and they have no babies. I guess what? You don't have any evolution. That's a bunch of baloney. Okay, then they'll point out, well, here's some proof. We see some similarities between dinosaurs and birds, and that proves that they had evolutionary ties. All right, let's take a look at that. First of all, they say to kids in the textbooks, that, well, see, birds are covered with feathers, and that's true. Okay, then they say, well, boys and girls, bird feathers evolved from the same scales that protected the dinosaurs. All right, now wait a second here. First of all, feathers are extremely complex, okay? But there is a similarity between feathers and scales, and that's because they're made from the same protein, keratin. I'll give you that. But does that prove they're both related? Give me a break. Battleships and forks are both made from iron. Does that prove that they both evolved from a tin can 27 million years ago? I don't think so, folks. That's a major assumption. Or could it actually be, flip it around, could it be the similarity of keratin, the protein, proves that a common designer is using common materials to get the job done? It can prove exactly the opposite, if you want to follow that. Okay, then here's the big problem. They would say, oh, birds are descendants of dinosaurs. That's what really happened to them. Well, then what they don't tell you is they find birds with dinosaurs in the layers, and then they find birds in lower layers with the dinosaurs. What? So how can birds be the ancestors of dinosaurs when the birds are already there? It makes no sense, okay? That doesn't hold water. And then they say, well, we've got proof. We've got actual proof of these birds turning into dinosaurs. And, of course, that's one of the big ones is Archaeopteryx, okay? There's many other ones, but if you look at them, folks, it's a bunch of baloney or flat-out hoaxes to keep the grant money coming, okay? But again, let's take a look at their supposed claims, okay? Let's go back to the Archaeopteryx, okay? It's one of their examples. It supposedly used to be a dinosaur, okay? But I don't think so. First of all, it's about a bird, if you've ever seen any pictures of it, about the bird the size of a crow, okay? And they said, well, look, it had to have been a dinosaur. It's got claws on its wings. That proves he was a dinosaur. Well, really? Well, folks, 12 birds today at least have claws on their wings, the ostrich, the hodson, the taraco, the ibis. They're not dinosaurs. Okay, they say, okay, wait a second. He's got teeth. This bird has teeth in his beak. So that proves he used to be a dinosaur. Follow that logic, folks. Give me a break. Some birds have teeth. I'll give you that, but most of them don't. Some fish have teeth. Some don't. Some reptiles have teeth. Some don't. Hey, some of you listen to have teeth, and some of you probably don't. Okay, does that prove that because you have to wear dentures, you're turning into a dinosaur? It's crazy, folks. It's ridiculous. Okay, in fact, folks, again, you got to admit, or you got to understand, they admit, even in their own camp, this is a bunch of baloney. Listen to this: W. E. Swinton from the British Museum of Natural History, which has the largest fossil collection in the world. Here's what he says about this baloney. He says, quote, there is no fossil evidence of the stages through which remarkable change from reptile to bird was achieved. Listen, but the textbook tell the kids there is. He said, in fact, another evolutionist, he missed this. He's a guy named Alan Fiducia. Check it out, folks. He's an ornithologist. He studies birds, okay, at the University of North Carolina out here on the East Coast in Chapel Hill. He says, quote, it's a pure fantasy of theirs. They so much want to see a living dinosaur that they now think they could study them vicariously at the backyard bird feeder. Paleontologists have tried to turn Archaeopteryx into an earthbound feathered dinosaur, quote, but it's not. It's a bird. It's a perching bird, and no amount of paleobabble is going to change that. Oh, yeah, but we're the wacky ones, Dr. Monteith, because we believe that what the Bible says, a worldwide flood, is what took out the dinosaurs. But you're going to believe that? Excuse me, who is guilty of fantasy? Now, folks, hey, you would think that would be enough, okay? You blew it with the asteroid theory, no pun intended there. The Archaeopteryx theory, the bird thing, give me a break, that doesn't hold water. But surely they're going to concede at that point. Are you kidding me, folks? They just keep going on and on. Rather than admitting defeat, they come up with all kinds of whacked-out theories as to why the dinosaurs disappeared. Anything but a worldwide flood, okay? Let me just share with you just a little of some of the theories out there. Anything to admit the obvious, okay? Some would say, here's what happened to the dinosaurs. The sun became either too hot or too cold for the dinosaurs. Notice you got to cover both bases. No. Some would say the world's climate became either too dry or too wet. Some say, no. A supernova exploded nearby, spraying the Earth with radiation.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been caught.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Just with those few that I shared right there, once again, just like with the asteroid theory, hey, man, why did they kill just the dinosaurs, not the rest of life? It makes no sense. Give me a break. Someone said, no. Okay, here's what it was. Mammals ate the dinosaur eggs. Ah, those blasted mammals. They ate the dinosaur. What? No, I'm not making this. You can check this out yourself, folks. They will gravitate towards anything other than what the evidence and what the Bible has to say. They would say new narcotic plants evolved. In other words, drugs killed the dinosaurs. Give me a break. Some actually say the inability of dinosaurs to experience slow wave sleep killed them. It was sleep deprivation. Give me a break. Some would say they're killed by volcanoes. Some would say they're killed by poisonous gases. Some would say they're killed by parasites. Some would say, I'm not making this up, slipped discs. Slipped discs, back problems, is what killed the dinosaurs. Give me a break. Here's one. Some would say, well, apparently it was mass suicide. Okay, so it's like apparently those lemming creatures over in Europe eat your heart out, because somehow, some way, all the dinosaurs on the whole planet all at one time got together and had their own mass conspiracy theory going on. Let's all kill ourselves all at the same time in these swirling patterns, like we got killed in a flood. And like, give me a break. And I'm not making this up, folks. I have to share this because this is how far they will go rather than admit the evidence in the biblical account. Some would actually say, here's what killed off the dinosaurs. Okay, so it wasn't the birds, you got us on that one. It wasn't the asteroids, you got us on that one. It was constipation. Yep, we'll believe that constipation killed the dinosaurs rather than give credence to the biblical account. Excuse me. And then some researchers actually believe this. No, here's what it is. If you don't want to buy that, a shrinking brain. That's what it was. Their brains, all of a sudden, for some reason, began to shrink, and they got really dumb. Excuse me? Hey, folks, speaking of really dumb, with all due respect, one guy observing these theories about supposedly what killed off the dinosaurs suddenly is the key word there, he said this. He said, quote, it is obvious that evolutionists don't know what happened and they're grasping at straws. Couldn't put it better myself. In fact, at least some of the evolutionists, folks, admit that they haven't a clue what it was. J.M. Good, T.E. White, and G.F. Stucker wrote, quote, "These are some of the theories that have been advanced to explain the sudden extinction of the dinosaurs throughout the world. Each theory will explain the death of some dinosaurs in some places, but attempts to apply any of them or combinations of them to worldwide extinction, quote, have failed. This dinosaur story is like a mystery thriller with the last pages torn out. This is true, and the paleontologist knows it. He knows the riddle will probably never be solved." That's the only point that I would disagree with that statement. Hey, how about this, folks? How about look in the Bible where the pages aren't ripped out, and you're going to see the answer was there the whole time. It was a flood. A worldwide flood is what caused the sudden disappearance of the dinosaurs. That's what the evidence clearly says, not just from the biblical account, but from the geological account. Why is there a 4.5-foot Cretaceous layer all over the earth? Why do we find dinosaurs all in these mashed up, mixed up, swirling patterns like somebody pulled the plug from a giant bathtub? Excuse me, that fits the biblical account. Okay, and it also explains, and it's the only thing that can explain, why do we find fresh, recent remains of dinosaurs all over the planet? The only thing that explains that, folks, is they didn't die millions of years ago. They died recently in a worldwide flood. That's why we find recent fresh remains. Let me just share with you just a few of the remains that they find that we talked about at the beginning of the program. We share with you the actual interview, folks. The interview guy, he says, a mummified dinosaur has been found that could change a lot than what we know about, quote, prehistoric creatures. It was found by a guy named Tyler Lyson. Only 17, he stumbled across the dinosaur that he named Dakota because it's out on his farm in North Dakota. And he says, this is extraordinary. He says, it's a whole dinosaur. There's skin and bones. This is a jackpot. And the guy says, well, yeah, it is. He says, exactly. He says, most of the time at vertebrae and paleontologists, we just find, you know, just have the dinosaur bones to go from. But with this dinosaur, we have complete three-dimensional skin envelope around the bone. And so the guy asked him, he says, well, put simply, what happened that enabled for the first time that we know for the skin on a dinosaur to be preserved like this? He said, listen, he said it was buried right away. It was buried very rapidly in a flash flood. Give me a break. I wonder what flood that was. And then we show you another clip, one of the most complete dinosaur mummies ever excavated, folks. Okay, it was back in 2000. And a team of amateur paleontologists excavated it from it was from the Judith River Formation in Montana, however you pronounce that. Anyway, they named it Leonardo. And the reason why is because they found the name Leonardo apparently on some graffiti that was scribbled near the site. Okay, it's a duck-billed dinosaur. Okay, it's mummified with skin impressions surrounding almost 90% of the body. Now listen to the scientist who discovered it. He says, I didn't believe it until I saw it. It was a mummy. You could see the skin. From 30 feet away, you could see the skin. But it's not the skin imprints that make the fossils so special. It's what's inside. Leonardo is the first dinosaur found with an intact digestive tract. He said, I've been told that it had guts. He said, but that was too good to believe. So I walked into the little museum, the Phillips County Museum, and there were TV lights on the specimen at the time, and he says, you could see the guts. He said, this technology that they used to examine it even helped the team pinpoint the plant eater's last meal, which consisted of chopped up conifer needles, branches, he said, and there was jagged edges of chopped up vegetation. He said, it's really cool.
We're out of time, Pastor Billy. Thanks so much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you, Dr. Matisse.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245
to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, I hope you enjoyed his presentation. Now, we do carry this eight DVD series, or two parts, part one, part two, and it is called Fearful Creation. Fearful Creation, and basically it deals with the dinosaurs, and fascinating, and as I mentioned earlier, I just watched one last night, and there's so much information. Every one of them, all of these sermons, they're sermons, but they are certainly so much the way of DVDs and film footage makes it interesting, and you will learn a great deal so you can discuss this issue intelligently. And, of course, we do not have science in America. We have prostitution. We have people who have a political agenda, and they're part of a conspiracy against God, whether they know it or not. But, of course, everything is done to say that this is science, and certainly we have definitely proved evolution, and, of course, it's a fraud. Anything to disprove the Bible and the very simple fact that God created the heaven and earth. Let me recommend to you very strongly the Fearful Creation DVD set, Part 1 or Part 2, get one or both. Pastor Crone has a book that goes along with that. We'll be carrying, we have his DVDs on the Final Countdown, Part 1, Part 2, that's 10 DVDs, 5 in each part. And then there's a book that goes with that on the Final Countdown. You need to have the information at your fingertips. You need to be able to discuss it with others. Because, of course, the best thing you could do for anyone is to lead them into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, of course, we carry his four DVD set on RFID, which is so vitally important now because everything is being done to be able to identify people, to be able to track every item. They plan to track every item in the world, everything that is sold, every undershirt, every brassiere, every pair of panties. Everything is going to have an RFID tag on it so they can track everything in the world. Why? Because they want to control everything in the world. We're dealing with wicked and evil people. If you haven't heard or haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen my DVD, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. What is this really all about? There is a group of very wealthy and powerful people who want to create a one-world government, a one-world financial system, but they also want to create a one-world religion because they hate God and they hate Christianity. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on in the world really begins to make sense. And so we do hope that many of you out there will want to get the information that we have through Radio Liberty, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, you can certainly watch our DVDs for nothing, listen to our programs for nothing, and they're on 9 hours a day on our satellite feed that you can actually certainly read. You can read the newsletters that are there. You can watch the other section, videos on the web. Get the information. Help us to get it to others. People all over the world are listening. Just got an email the other day from Indonesia, from an expatriate, an American living there, who said that there are lots of expatriates in Indonesia, and many of them listen to Radio Liberty on a regular basis because they're going to get information they don't get elsewhere. So we hope you'll become a regular listener, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. But if not, please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat.